Hello and welcome to Being Well. I'm Forrest Hansen. There is a lot of advice out there. Much of it is complicated and it can be challenging sometimes to find simple things to focus our attention on. Sometimes it's nice to have one simple thing to focus on each day. Just one thing to do for your personal well-being and development. As we continue to interview some fantastic experts, we're asking them for their just one thing. Just one thing that they do each day for their own well-being. So, here's Just One Thing with Jack Kornfield. What would you say is the most important thing that you do inside of your own mind each day for your own well-being?
I'm not sure I do anything. I more or less accept myself as I am, which is a weird thing to say since I'm kind of weird, but we all are, so there's that. And the kind of question I might ask myself, not daily, but at different times and periodically, really is the question of love. Because in a certain way, spiritual practice, meditation, and so forth, yes, you can learn things. There's insight, there's discovery, there's opening. But it's not in order to perfect yourself. We have a kind of culture of self-perfection. Okay, you go to the gym and you diet, you have some therapy, you get body work. But of course, even though it helps a little bit, you're still yourself. It's too bad, you know? It's just how it is. We're these human beings. The idea isn't to perfect yourself. It's to perfect your love. And that means the love that you have for yourself, to hold yourself with a kind of compassionate self-care and respect, and to have an open heart for everybody else. And if you can live in that way, or if I can live in that way, that is an expression of liberation. Not that complicated.
That was Just One Thing with Jack Kornfield. If you would like more simple practices for greater well-being, I'd recommend Dr. Hansen's Just One Thing newsletter. If you'd like to learn more about the newsletter, I've included a link to it in the description of today's episode. So, we hope you'll join us again next week when we'll be back with another full-length episode. Until then, thanks for listening.